It is. We can Neil Atkinson with Jake Avana and with Stu Wright and to come Natalie Bromley, because whilst there was obviously a strong case for Sunderland being performance of the week, I felt as though, as Natalie said to us a couple of weeks ago, Burnley should win and will win their next two. Having done that, then fair play. Let's get her on performance of the week. It's two performances, two big ones for Burnley. And that's, in fact, what I want to talk about. All three promoted sides, Stu won in the same weekend. I'm very impressed with the people who can pull this stuff together really quickly, and that they must be absolute wizards where Excel's concerned. I'm just going to say that's not happened for 5 years. And by all means, text in if I'm wrong. It certainly feels that way. It feels like it's a hell of a long time since all three promoted sides have all won on the same weekend. But here you are. It's happened. You know, they've got it all done. Two of them were away from home as well within there. So, you know, it's a pretty incredible little weekend for those sides.
I'm really enjoying it. Really enjoying it. I think it's brought a bit of freshness to what seemed like the inevitable demise of promoted teams every year. There's a cause for optimism, a cause for hope now. And, you know, one or two of them as well, they're really good to watch. They're really, you know, you can talk about the football they play, but you can also just talk about the enthusiasm as well, the enjoyment that's radiating from the stands. The players look like they're enjoying every moment of being in the Premier League and grasping the opportunity, grabbing it in the same way that Graeme Souness would grab a trophy back in the day. As I say, it's really good to watch, really good to see. And I think if you were one or two of the more long-term Premier League clubs who are perennially looking over the shoulder down there, I think you should be a little bit worried.
I think it's time for those clubs to be worried. Jay, just running the numbers, it's striking to me, XG conceded this season. Obviously Arsenal performing the best, Newcastle second best, Leeds are third and Sunderland are fifth. This is nine games now.
Yeah.
You know, and that shows they can do something. It shows they can hang in games. It shows they're not just not giving that many chances away in comparison to a lot of other sides. Yes, Burnley are out of hand on that one. We'll talk to Natalie and she will point out they've had tougher fixtures.